Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, Pastor Justin here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ecclesia Daily Abide Podcast. We're going to be looking at Psalm 67 today, but as we begin, let's just take a moment to pause and just to remember God's presence is with us. God's presence is here. And that we can hear from Him, that we can experience His relational nature even as we open His Word. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking, and what we're feeling as we thank Him for all He's done, is doing, and will do. Prayer to resist temptation. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as we open your word this morning, I pray that although these words have been written long ago, that they would have meaning and significance in our lives today. And while this text may be simple, Lord, I pray that it would have long-lasting implications. Lord, help us to not just be hearers of your word, but let us be doers of your word. Let us put these words into practice this morning. Lord, help us to open our eyes to the truths of Psalm 67. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear Him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on the scripture this morning, I just want to point out one simple truth. And this may not be revolutionary to your life this morning, but I pray that you're able to see the implications this text has for us. It says in verse 1, God is gracious to us and He has blessed us. His face is shining upon us, that His way may be known amongst all the earth. And ultimately, verse 3, that we would be led to praise God, that all nations would praise God. Now, you may be asking this morning, yeah, we know that. Like, I know that we are to praise God. Every human being has been hardwired by God to praise Him. But I want you to see what that functionally looks like. What does it functionally look like for our lives to live in daily awe of who God is? Paul Tripp, an author and pastor, wrote something, and if you know me, you know I like to read a lot. And so here's a long explanation of God and the implications it has in our life. Awe of God should in some way motivate everything I do and say. Awe of God should be the reason I do what I do with my thoughts. It should be the reason I desire what I desire. Awe of God should be the reason I treat my wife the way I do and parent my children in the manner I do. It should be the reason I function the way I do at my job or handle my finances the way I do. It should structure the way I think about possessions or positions or power. The awe of God should shape and motivate my relationships and my neighbors. The awe of God should give me direction to the way I live as a citizen of the wider community. It should form the way I think about myself and my expectations of others. Awe of God should lift me out of my darkest moments of discouragement and be the source of my most exuberant celebrations. Awe of God should make me more self-aware and more mournful of my sin, while it makes me more patient with and tender towards the weakness of others. It should give me courage. I would find no other way and wisdom to know when I'm out of my league. Awe of God is meant to rule every domain of my existence. A human being not living with functional awe of God is profoundly disadvantaged. In fact, one of the central mission gifts of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to give people back their awe of God. When awe of God is absent, it is quickly replaced by awe of ourselves. If you're not living for God, the only alternative is to live for yourself. So a church must turn people back to the one thing for which they were created, to live in a sturdy, joyful, faithful awe of God. Now, what I believe the main thrust of this passage is an opportunity for us to get our awe back. It's a moment for us to pause and be reminded everything we have, God has given us. All of the resources and intellect and relationships, everything we have has been given to us by God. And those blessings have been given to us by God to, in turn, move us to a place of awe. So my question to you this morning is, are you in awe of God? Do you look to God and say, God, you are the most beautiful, wonderful, awesome thing that has ever existed? And if not, then you're like most of us this morning. And we need this text to remind us. The reason we open God's word this morning and turn to Psalm 67 is to move us back to a sturdy, joyful, faithful awe of God. So maybe more than a question this morning, I have a prayer for us. I just want us to pray that God would move us to an awareness of his blessing in our life. Let's pray together. Lord, as we start today, as we even think about the resources and the things that you've given us to steward in this world, Lord, I pray that we would look at these things around us and they would move us to awe and wonder of who you are, your nature, your ability, your power, your strength. Lord, help us to be amazed by that this morning. Let us not just be thinking towards God of ordinary or normal. Lord, the fact that you do what you do is amazing. And I pray that we would be moved to awe. I pray that all you do in our lives would move us to awe. And we pray that it would have long-lasting implications in how we live. Lord, we want it to impact our lives. And Lord, we pray this morning that through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. Amen.